You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next on The Wire today, we have a interview, or kind of almost a cross kind of thing, down to Dunedin, where the Stop the Minerals protest, Stop the Minerals Forum, rather, protest or blockade is ongoing as we speak. It started early this morning, and it's, a protest of the Minerals Forum, which is ongoing. And to explain further what it is, I had the privilege of talking to Abby Spilk-Harris, who is one of the organizers and protesters, who, was kind enough to give out some time whilst they were out kind of protesting. So there will be a bit of background noise, but that kind of just gives you a bit of context for what's going on anyway as it is.
The Minerals Forum is being sponsored by, the main sponsor is Strattera. They're the coal lobbying group that basically, they pay people to promote coal as an industry in New Zealand. So it does have a lot of different aspects to the forum. There's a bit about getting women into mining, and there's some stuff about how they acknowledge climate change, you know, potentially exists. But for the large part, it is talking about new extraction opportunities. And for clarity, we're not against all mining, but what we are against is coal mining. It contributes 46% of CO2 emissions globally and is the single largest contributor to human-induced climate change. And they're talking about more of it happening in New Zealand. So, and we don't believe that this is something that should be happening, considering, you know, the children's strikes that have been happening, you know, the school strikes. We've had councils such as Auckland and Christchurch declaring a climate emergency. Yeah, and now we've got this forum that's $1,850 just to go.
Right.
And sorry, there's just some things going on around me, so I'm just trying to move away from the situation. The police have been trying all these new tactics, so we're just, kind of waiting.
Right. So I saw some things about, not necessarily clashes, but a few clashes between protesters and police, as well as members of the actual forum itself. So what's been going on this morning?
So what's been going on? So we have had now one of our protesters has been sent to hospital with a potentially broken knee due to being stood on by a police officer who was trying to bring in two delegates. We have had several people from Red Badge and the other security firm Allied make make really derogatory slurs, swear at some of our protesters. One of the delegates themselves grabbed one of our protesters by the neck. We have been fully trained in nonviolent direct action. We've had nearly three trainings for it, and we've got lawyers on our side. Really awesome people who know all about the rights to protest, the rights to protect Papatūānuku, the rights of families and kids. So, yeah, but we've been faced with quite a lot of aggression. And I think the police know that it's not a good look, and I think they're trying to navigate how best to kind of get us to move on without actually looking terrible. And they've been doing some pretty intense kind of moves kind of storming at people. I've had passers-by say that they've never seen police violence like this in a long time in Dunedin. It's just really disheartening. We've got 85-year-old old ladies who are talking about how they want a good future for their grandkids, and we've got young kids from the school strike.
I've just seen a few photos and some of the videos online, and the seems a little disproportionate from what I can see.
I mean, we're people, we've got food, we're just being happy, and they are, they do not like this. They see this intense right to host this forum. You know, they paid $1,850 to go and sit and talk about new mining opportunities and around coal, you know. And then you just look at the news and you've got Pike River happening, and you've got, you know, all of the things that happen from coal with the communities, and you've got this still happening today in Dunedin. It's just kind of incomprehensible.
So what do the kind of coalition of groups that make up the Stop the Minerals Forum protest hope to achieve from this protest?
We hope to send the message out that these kind of forums are not welcome in Dunedin, are not welcome in a country that needs to declare a climate emergency. We've got councils across New Zealand that have declared this. And on the one hand, you cannot have politicians tokenistically supporting a school strike, also at the same time condemning people for standing up for the fact that New Zealand is going to be one of the last places to be affected by climate change, but we're going to have so many people from the Pacific coming here. And you've had all these UN reports recently. So we're asking the councils to listen to that And we're telling these lobbying groups that there's no amount of money that can fix this. Coal is not going to fix this. Coal is so much of the problem. And America, Germany, they know this. They've changed their tactics. They're investing in solar. They're investing in different ways to, you know, keep us warm, wind energy, all of these things. And people, the main argument I've actually heard today from delegates is, oh, it's not profitable. But actually, that's not what matters. And that's the whole reason we've got into this mess, is because we're just thinking about profit. And it's going to cost a lot of money. And it's not going to be profitable when we have to, you know, rebuild roads when they get destroyed from rising sea levels. And, you know, we've got South Dunedin, which is so vulnerable to that. So, yeah, they're thinking about profit. I guess we're thinking about the people.
As you said, there's been rather high-ish levels of force used against the protesters. And we've seen kind of similar instances to this in the weapons blockade earlier this year or late last year. Another one was in a oil convention, I believe, in Taranaki.
Yeah, the petroleum.
Yeah, the petroleum one. Do you think by the kind of like the deployment of the police force against these protesters, it kind of actively, or inherently at least, takes a side to which to, A, the police force are choosing a side, and B, by default, then governance or the power structures are choosing a side as well?
100%. What was really interesting was we had CEO of Dunedin City Council, Sue Bidrose, come out and talk to us and actually engage with us and say, we won't let these people in, but we need our staff to come in. And we're like, of course, that's what we want, this engagement. But the police aren't engaging. They have their tactics. And it's this real sense of fear to people who have been discriminated against the police. And, you know, we see it on the van, Safer Communities Together. But what's a safe community if it's been destroyed by climate crisis? It just seems... Yeah, it's really disheartening, but I don't really think anyone's surprised. But a lot of these people, I'm sure, do know about climate change, but I think you have to ask yourself the question, what kind of society are we in where we, you know, are making people work these jobs in security firms and the police and have to act against things that they potentially also believe in? Like, this isn't about, it's just actually creating more division when there could be so much more connectedness. I actually feel really sorry for the police today, and we've sent our compassion to them because it doesn't look like a fun job to have, but there's a lot of power there, and it's quite terrifying, to be honest.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.